Welcome back to Trending 55. Today we are on the line with Peace River MLA Dan Williams. As always, Dan, really thank you for taking the time to chat with us every couple of weeks.
I appreciate it, Kenny. Happy to chat with the folks.
All right, Dan. So I guess the first question is that I know that this has been on a lot of minds of a lot of people because this is obviously something that you initiated, but I understand that through a parliamentary procedure, or a legislative procedure, I should say, that Bill 207 is back in the legislature for debate. Can you explain a little bit about that and how that works?
So Bill 207 was in the legislature for debate last Monday. Due to an unfortunate incident, the debating of private members' business was delayed. So we'll continue on to the next opportunity when there's private members' business in the new year.
Okay. So in other words, basically what will happen with that is that it's back on the table, and then once the legislature resumes, the discussion on Bill 207 will continue.
As of right now, that's what's going to happen. But in the meantime, I'm going to keep listening to folks in Peace River, listening to Albertans, and making sure that that I hear the concerns folks have around conscience, make sure that freedom of religion, freedom of conscience, freedom of expression are respected in the province of Alberta.
All right. Also, Nick, and in talking about that as well, is that I kind of remember the comment that you had made last time, and is that defending the minorities that do have that belief. And I just talk about how important it is to, I guess, look out for those things.
Yeah, we live in a diverse society. There's all sorts of people coming from different places with different views. Because we live in that diverse society, we have to find ways to accommodate. We have to find ways to make sure folks of different views, that genuine diversity, diversity of thought and belief, are also respected. So that's what this bill is about. That's what freedom of conscience is about. That's why it's the first and fundamental freedom in the Charter. So I'm always going to defend the minority view, no matter how someone differs from me or how they differ from each other. In a province like Alberta, we have to be respecting of others. That means we have to understand folks shouldn't lose their jobs because they have different beliefs.
All right, Dan. Also, as well, we know that a lot of interesting things that happened in the legislature, it had just wrapped up the other day. And in talking about that, what are some of the things that you're particularly excited about, some of the busy work that was done in the legislature that you think that'll really benefit the constituents here?
It is amazing the amount of work that we have done in the legislature. We've hit the ground running. We will have passed, start to finish, I believe, 27 bills in our first two sittings in the legislature between when we got elected to now, and a budget. Contrast that, and if not mistaken, I stand to be corrected, I believe the NDP's first term was 9 bills. This fall sitting alone, we passed 16 bills, our first budget, and we have now accomplished 162 commitments that we made out of the 375 in our platform. And that means we're only 12% through our entire four-year mandate, but we're 43% complete with our commitments kept. Promise made, promise kept. We're moving at lightning pace to achieve what the electors of Peace River and Alberta asked us to do, is get the economy going again, get pipelines built, which I'm happy to say we're moving forward on, and make sure there are jobs for folks. We're going to make sure that happens, especially in a resource-intensive economy like we have in the Northwest and Peace Country. We need to make sure our agriculture, our forestry, and importantly our oil and gas are thriving, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Also, I know as a provincial representative, the news of CNRL announcing that they will be adding more jobs specifically based on policy that came out from this government. How encouraging is that?
It speaks to exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it right. We're following through on the promises that we made to Albertans to make sure that we have a common sense approach driven by the need for a growing of our economy to make sure there are good paying jobs and respecting and defending our oil and gas industry. And obviously when the market makes those decisions and they reinvest back into the province with good paying jobs, it's a encouragement and it's proof that what we're doing is along the right lines. So I take that as a first step, and I know there's going to be setbacks along the way. I never promised we'd be perfect, but I promised we'd try hard and that we would get as much as we can done. And that's exactly what we're doing.
And also, I know that this is something, and I would expect, because I talked to your colleague, Justice and Minister and Solicitor General Doug Schweitzer, the other day about the announcement for increased funding to combat rural crime. And I'm getting the feeling, having to know you and how often and out and about you are in the riding, that this may have had significant input, not only from, from all rural communities, but also the Peace as well.
Yeah, no, it was really important to me that I work closely with the minister. But to be honest, there are, I think, 43 different rural seats across Alberta that have been drastically affected by the rise in rural crime. So the hiring of 500 more police officers province-wide is a big step forward. A lot of the initiatives taken by this government are reflected by our rural caucus. Their top priority, whether it be looking at jobs economy pipeline or whether we're looking at the rural crime epidemic that we see and has affected a lot of Peace Country residents. That's why we're making sure we're taking steps like Minister Schweitzer announced, these 500 new RCMP, and a whole bunch of other important legislation.
Also, as well, I guess another thing that I find real interesting, and you touched on it yourself, saying that at least in terms of the announcement from CNRL, while still work to be done, it's not perfect, and it's good to see CNRL opening up the gates a little bit to hire more employees. But as you know, during this term in the legislature, there were a couple of companies that unfortunately made the decision to close up shop and either go into the U.S. or declare bankruptcy. And as you were mentioning before, not perfect, but I'm going to guess at some point too, to even increase that landscape and make it more friendly for investment. Is that going to be part of the priority in the new year for the legislature?
As the House Leader and Minister of Environment and Parks said, you ain't seen nothing yet. We're going to keep moving on every one of our promises. We have record pace so far, 43% of our commitments, and we're only 12% through our term. So we have a lot more energy in us, and we're just getting our legs. Like I said, our first 6-7 months, we've passed 27 pieces of legislation, I believe, and a budget. Compare that with the first year of the previous government, where they only had 9 passed with their budget. We are only going to pick up the pace because it's really important for Albertans that we get this right. It's very important for the country, the entire nation as a whole, that Alberta become that economic engine again, defending all of Canada by, you know, helping out the rest of the country when times are good here and difficult elsewhere. But that's also why we're talking about the Fair Deal panel, which I'm sure you've heard of. We
Absolutely.
Are looking at a number of issues to make sure that Albertans get a fair shake. We had our first Fair Deal panel town hall in Edmonton last week, and there was a lot of very good input. There were a lot of frustrated Albertans that said, I want to see this provincial government moving us in a way where we can actually start to get a fair deal for Alberta, because we feel like we've gotten the short end of the stick for far too long. It's been the case where it's been hard in Alberta and good elsewhere, but somehow we seem to be paying out in equalization and a transfer of wealth through a lot of other mechanisms to the rest of the country. We want to make sure that those dollars are remaining in Alberta, especially when it's difficult here.
All right, and I guess I go the final question for you. I know I mentioned it last time, but as well, I know that you are the chairperson for the Bistro Lake Caribou subregion there, and I guess just a reminder to people in that particular area how important development is, but sustainable development.
Yeah, it's paramount for this government. Pardon me. It's paramount for this government that we consider not only the environmental but also the economical impacts that we have with our policy. So there are people living in the Bistro area that have lived there for generations, that work hard exploring natural gas, oil, forestry, even agriculture in the area. To consider those aspects in how we go forward to protect the caribou herds is paramount. And that's what we're going to be doing, is looking at a holistic approach, looking at First Nations, looking at environmentalist groups, looking at the important aspect of our economy and our society. So that is how we're going to go forward looking at that and make sure that we find a solution that considers more than just the caribou, but also the entire working landscape.